What's good? What's good? I am back. One and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. We about to bring on a special guest, and of course, you know, I mainly interview bare-knuckle fighters on this podcast, and yes, this guy is also in the BKFC. He's a complete badass. I guess that's why his fight name is Bad Boy. Let's bring on the one and only Ruben Bad Boy War.
Man, how you doing?
What's up? How you doing?
Good, good, good. Excited to be on your show. I'm actually a fan of your show. I've watched some of your podcasts. I've been a fan for a little bit, so I'm glad to be on here.
Well, that's good to hear, man. I feel like I've been putting in a little bit of work, man. Not as much work as you guys have been putting in those rings and stuff, but, you know. So I want to start here. You know, I like to do my research and stuff like that, so... Says you was in the Navy, you was a Navy guy, 5 years, 2 deployments. Did anything that you learned in the Navy help prepare you to get into professional fighting?
So I was fighting while I was in the military. So I was in both. I went in the military as a teenager. Didn't really have guidance in my life. I grew up different than a lot of other people, so that military life kind of built that structure and discipline in me. And then after the military, when I wanted to be a professional, I was able to branch off that structure and discipline and use it in fighting.
Now I was watching an old fight you had in a fighting series called B2 Fighting Series. What can you tell us about them?
B2, so they're a lot of the Southwestern industries. They've been a promotion since 2016, 2017. So they've been all over, like Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia. They've been all over. So I was a champ. I was a 155 champ for B2, and then 145 champ as well.
Now, the fight I was watching, I heard Chris Lytle doing ringside commentation. He was working for them then?
Yeah. I think he started with B2, then branched off and went to BKFC.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was like, hold up. I'm like, that's Lytle.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, go ahead.
He's from Indiana, so he's right
there. Yeah.
So he's right across from me.
Y'all right there because you're in Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
What's the weather like right now? We got like it's a lot snowing. Of rain and a lot of wind. Y'all got snow?
Yeah, it's snowing right now. That's why crazy. I got the jacket on. I just came back from a family emergency, so I have the jacket on. It's snowing outside.
Now, it says you started in MMA. Then you started competing in kickboxing and bare-knuckle boxing. Why'd you decide to make that transition?
So I started wrestling, and then I went to MMA. I've been doing MMA my whole life since I was like 17 years old. I've been training with some of the best in the world. I've trained with Anderson. I've trained with Ronda Rousey. I trained with Tony Ferguson. I trained with some of the best fighters in the world. So I used that martial arts. Took a break from it. When I lost to Chance Beck, it was just too much for me as a dad to put 100% into training, work over 100 hours a week, and then be a full-time dad on top of that. It was hard to do all three. So I had to choose providing for my family, and I stopped fighting. I took a break from it. I didn't train. I didn't go to the gym. I just worked and provided for my kids. And then I got gunned down last year, multiple times, had guns to my head, all kinds of stuff. So I built that anger in me.
Yeah.
And I knew I had to control that anger. The only way for me to do that was to start training again. And that's what I did. So in 1 year of training, that's what you guys see. So
do you think bare knuckle has already surpassed kickboxing in popularity?
Yes. I mean, they got to the point where they're fighting worldwide.
Yeah.
You know, and they just started within a couple years. of the sport. And so to go from that to almost UFC big in 4 years, that just shows the evolution of the sport and how much it's grown and how many people want to do it and how many people are watching it. So I'm excited for the bare knuckle community. I can't wait to go back in there and do my thing.
What is kickboxing missing that bare knuckle has?
I think the excitement. A lot of these kickboxers, they don't go in there and stand in the pocket and exchange and make it excited for the fans. Bare knuckle, you're kind of forced to, because number one, the ring is smaller. And number two, you start in the middle. So you start in the middle. As for kickboxing, you start on the opposite sides of the ring. You know, so it's a little bit different. But I do feel like bare knuckle is more entertaining for the people, and that's why more people watch it.
So last week I interviewed a Ruben Arroyo. And now I'm interviewing you, and y'all both had a story where y'all said y'all both slept. I saw y'all both had to sleep in y'all's cars.
Yeah. Now,
go ahead.
I've been on my own for a long time, man. Like I said, since I was a teenager. So I never really had family and never had a mom or dad to give me that, provide me that path. And that's why I'm so hard as a father for my kids, because I put that I look at my past and what I've been through as a child, and I never want my kids to experience that kind of pain or that kind of suffering or what I went through.
Where would your life be without bare knuckle right now?
Not as entertaining, not as fun. I love to fight, man. This is who I am. You know, I love to get down, whether you're a better fighter than me or whatever, I don't care. You know, I go in there to fight. I do my thing. You know, I worry about myself, and I go in there. The only thing I want to do is knock your head off and watch your head bounce off the canvas. That's it. And I stand my ground on that. I know I hit hard. I have that knockout power. So I stand my ground on that. So, you know, that's what people see. That's all I want to deliver.
So you fought Lorenzo Coca the first fight. I know before the fight he said he was going to break your face.
Yeah.
So how fulfilling was that, like, to get that win on your first fight?
Well, I think the more feeling for me was great, because it was my mom's first time ever watching me fight ever.
Yeah.
You know, and being, you know, being 36 years old or 35 years old at the time, and being able to fight for the first time in front of my mom, you know, that was our fifth time ever meeting. So it was nice to be able to put that kind of performance in front of my mom.
And what was her reaction? I mean, because she's watching you bare knuckle.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. The first thing she said was, "Damn, son, I didn't know you're that good." She didn't know I was that good. I said, "I tried to tell you." I tried to tell my mom. I was like, I told her too. I said, "This dude has no idea what he got himself into. He signed his death wish. I was going to fuck his ass up in front of you." And that's what I did. So it was nice, man. It's nice to see that my mom see something that, because my mom's been in prison majority of her life. So to change her life and be a good mom and be, you know, a very supportive mom. And for me to never really have that mom, and then now this is such a big, important part of my life, and to share that experience with her is amazing. It's a blessing, you know.
So it says you were adopted. That's why? Because your mom was in prison?
Yeah, my mom was in prison when she had me. Yeah, so I was adopted, but I bounced after that. I don't even associate with that family no more. So, you know, like I said, I grew up a lot different than a lot of these people. And I use that pain. I use that, what I went through in my past, I use that as motivation to make sure my kids don't ever go through that.
Now, when you fought Andrew, I guess it's
Angel Core.
Why did they end up calling a no contest? I mean, it was literally in the fifth round.
So they tried to rob me on that fight. You of all, I know you know I won that fight. I know you know I won that fight.
I couldn't pull up the highlights to see like exactly what it was.
All right, so everybody knows I won that fight, and California tried to rob me. Well, I went to David Feldman. I said, bro, what kind of bullshit is this? Because I took that fight 3 weeks notice. You know, I showed up for the fans. I showed up. I did what I was supposed to do. You know, 3 weeks notice. Against a guy like Angel Core, who's 3-0, puts on good fights for the fans. And so to deliver that performance, and I knew I won, and he knew I won. That's the crazy thing. He knew I won, and the judges gave it to him. Then he vanished. Like that night, he deleted his whole social media.
What?
He was gone. No one knew where he went because he knew he fucked up. He knew he lost, and he didn't pass the blood test or whatever the fuck California makes you do. So he popped for whatever reason it was, but he knew he lost to begin with. That's why he deleted his shit. And he didn't want to deal with the aftermath of people blowing him up and talking about how he really lost that fight. You know, he didn't want to deal with that shit, so he deleted his social media and vanished. And then now he's back on social media. He got a fight coming up, so I hope he wins. I hope he wins and we can run it back.
Is he back at the BKFC?
Yeah. So they unbanned him. He's good. He fights, I don't know what month it was, but he has a fight coming up. And I think it's for Knucklemania or something like that. But he has a fight coming up.
I know, and they got another Philly card coming up here real soon.
Yeah, that's the fight, the fight in Philly. So he's fighting this dude, and I hope he wins so I can whoop that ass again.
Now, how does that affect your record with the no contest? Man, that's not a win or a loss, does it?
No. I mean, I should be 3-1, but it is what it is. You know, I'm cool with that. If he wants to run it back, I'll be ready. You know, if he doesn't want to run it back, we know what's up. We know the real truth. But nah, I'm sure he wants to run it back, and I'm down to run it back. So maybe we could make that work in July, because they're supposed to come in Cali in July. So tell BKFC to make that shit happen. I'll be ready.
So you fought Robbie Peralta. I'm not gonna lie, man. When I first seen it, I was so disappointed because it was over like that.
Yeah.
I was watching it today, man. You got him with the two-piece. The first one kind of, like, decided to hit his head, and then the next one was just clean on. Have you ever knocked somebody out that long before?
What?
Like, have you ever knocked somebody out for that long before?
No.
Yeah, because he was laying there for a hot minute.
So it's crazy because in my training, when I train and when I spar and when I do everything – I don't really hit that hard. I'm more of a technical. I do everything like technical. I'm more focused on making people not hit me, because when they spar me, it's like they know they're going to be in for a fight. So when they spar me, it's like their 100 is like my 40, and my 40, you ain't hit me. So it's, you know, it just works out because I do it so much. And I don't rely on trying to my power. I just work on my technique. So that's why I was able to display that, because I've done it so many times in sparring.
So that was knockout of the night that night, right?
Yeah, but I still haven't got paid for that shit.
What?
Yeah, I don't even know. I told BKFC they owe me a bunch of bonus money, man. I don't know what's up with that bullshit, bro, but they wanted me to fight. They wanted me to fight Howard Davis, which I was down for it in Miami. Wow. But I told them to pay me my money first. I'm not trying to shit till y'all pay me my shit. And I don't, you know me, bro. I don't care about the spotlight. I care about feeding my family. So if you owe me money, don't expect me to fight until y'all pay me my money. You feel me? Like, I'm good until y'all pay me. So I think that's where we're at right now with BKFC. I haven't got my bonus.
Is that a common thing
money.
With them? Not paying cats
know.
Bonuses?
I don't know, bro.
I'm gonna have to start asking more about that. You know,
I say my way, bro. That's it.
I side with the fighters. I don't never side with BKFC. I'm about the fighters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I know other people have had issues, but as for myself, I've been waiting this whole time, like months, bro.
Yeah.
And then they're trying to get me to sign these contracts, and I'm like, hold up, y'all owe me money before y'all even make me sign, take a fight, pay me my shit first. And so it's been a back and forth battle. But my manager going to them, like, he ain't signing until y'all pay him. And then they're like, oh, we want him to sign this contract and take this fight. And we're like, y'all owe me money. Until y'all pay me, shut the fuck up. It is what it is.
Now, I saw a lot of people had you up for knockout of the year. Did you get that?
No.
That's I felt like you had knockout of the year from the
bro, ones I saw. I don't even whatever, man. All these people crying about their knockout, fight of the year, all that bullshit, bro. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I even told Justin Watson when I interviewed him that I felt like you had knockout of the year because of how long he was knocked out for.
Bro,
he was just laying there cold, yo.
Like, and it was a perfect combo. It wasn't like I'm going to throw a crazy overwrite hoping something lands and then it magically landed and he fell asleep. No, I set that shit up perfectly. I was 2 for 2. I didn't take no damage. And it was 2.7 seconds. Like, you can't get a better fight than that. You can't get a better outcome. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, people want to hate on me for that. Whatever, bro. I don't give a fuck. Keep
well,
Kai
you know
hating
right
on me. Van Camp hating on these nuts. Like, bro, whatever, man. I don't care.
I'm pretty sure you knew it was knockout of the night because you started doing this.
Bro, yeah, but they didn't pay me like that. So what's the whole point? But you get what I'm saying? What's the whole point?
Yeah.
They wanted us to do all this shit.
Knockout of the night, fight of the night.
Yeah, what's the point? You know, it's like you do these things, you train your ass off, right? Us fighters. The sacrifice we have to do to even perform the way they want us to perform, it's a lot of harm to your body, mind, and spirit, right? It takes a lot of time to do and to practice stuff like that, yet alone to prepare yourself for war in a bare knuckle fight. And then we do that, and then we're like, hey, we're ready to get paid. And then BKFC's like, oh, hold up, wait a month, wait 2 months, wait another month, wait 4 months. I'm like, wow. Nah, I'm good, bro. Suck my dick.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be trying to incentivize y'all to put on a good show. And then when you put on a good show and you get knocked out of the night or fight of the night.
And some of these BKFC fighters, I can't wait for you to post this. Like, Cameron Van Camp, that guy is such a fucking pussy. He talked all this shit. This man talked all this shit about whooping my ass. He can't even take a punch. The motherfucker went to sleep off one punch. They threw 10 punches the whole fight. 10 punches the whole fight in 4 rounds. And the dude gets hit one time and fell asleep. Didn't even move. Tell me. And you want to have the balls to come on my shit, talk shit about me when, bro, I don't put on performances like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't get slipped like that. So these fighters.
You're right about that, yeah.
Yeah, so these fighters out here barking. They're barking the wrong tree. King Kai, another guy. King Kai talking all this shit. Talking about me being on drugs and all this shit. Not knowing my life. Not knowing the way I grew up and all this stuff. So then when I bark back, you know, it's like, oh my God, did you see what Ruben Ward said? Did you see how he came at me? Oh my, I'm going to go cry to BKFC. BKFC, can you handle this? I'm scared now. I'm going to go have my friends. I'm going to have my friends battle my battles because I'm not man enough to handle my own shit. You know,
yeah,
it's
Kai
like,
is definitely getting pretty arrogant and cocky over
he's
there.
He's a little
man.
Fucking twerp, bro. I will smack the living shit out of that man. He wants to talk, bro. He said I was eye googling him, bro. I don't even know who the fuck that dude is. He's my first fight went against Coca. He was talking, oh, I know who you are. I'm like, bro, I don't even know who the fuck you are, dog. Like, no offense to you, but like, I don't watch anybody's fights but my fight.
You don't watch nobody's fights?
Nah, bro. I'm,
okay.
I'm more focused on me, bro. Like, yeah. I'm a very isolated man. I've been isolated since I was a young kid. So I'm a very isolated man. I focus on my family and me. I ain't worried about nobody else. Yeah, you know, I'm putting my own time. I'm worried about me. I'm training in the dark. I'm not worried about other people.
I've interviewed other cats that said they don't always watch the fight cards and stuff like that. At first, I thought it was kind of strange, but then I started to realize it was more and more common, you know?
Yeah, bro. I'm focused on my sport and my art.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about nobody else. I'm worried about me. You're the only one that's going in there. Ain't everybody else. It's just you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm worried about me. I'm worried about evolving me. I'm not worried about other people.
So do you watch footage of your opponents at all? Nope. And I know that's common, too, where guys just got a standard way that they want to fight and they want to just set the tone of how they fight.
I'll let my coaches do that.
Yeah.
I don't worry about other shit. I trust my coaches.
Oh, so your coaches will get in and watch the footage and they'll basically
trust them. Like,
okay.
I'm just going to put in the work.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm putting the work. I trust you. You're my coach. I trust you. I know what you're telling me to do is the right thing to do. That's why you're my coach. I ain't worried about nothing else.
I want to get into the last fight. I hate to bring up losses and whatnot.
Yeah.
How disappointed were you with that loss?
I wasn't actually disappointed at all.
Okay.
I learned a lot because I had a lot of buildup. Like, I had a lot of negativity going up to that fight. And King Kai is one of them. Motherfucker, I had BKFC in my room talking about how I needed to do this and needed to do that. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you talking about? This dude's been barking at me this whole time. Yeah. And all I said, and this is right before I'm supposed to walk out, bro.
Yeah.
BKFC's telling me, hey, you can't be saying this, you can't be doing this. And I'm like, bro, this motherfucker's been barking at me this whole time.
Wait, like, so what were they saying that you can't say?
Oh, because he was like, drugs are bad for you. And I'm like, bro, I smoke weed. How's that drug?
Oh, man, that's
you
not smoke, a drug.
You, you're out there posting videos smoking with Connor.
I see him posting. So
how am I a drug addict?
Yeah.
How you gonna tell me when he didn't even know that my mom was in prison for drugs? Yeah. I was taken away from my mom for drugs. I've been on my own since I was a kid because of drugs. So for him, he said drugs are bad for you. And the only thing I said was, so is a hole in your chest, homie. But watch who you're talking to. So it's like, you get what I'm saying? It's like, bro, you're barking at me. And then I bark back, then you go cry. It's like, man, fuck these fools.
Isn't that supposed to be part of the sport, though, is that guys got to, like, shit talk to kind of build it up anyway?
Bro, but you got all these guys that shit talk, and then they got like, a little tampon in between their legs when you talk shit back. It's like they want to talk shit, but you can't say nothing back because they're going to go cry to the world about how bad of a person you are.
Wow.
That's what Cameron did. Cameron Van Camp was talking all this shit, bro. Made fake Google reviews on my job, on my roofing job.
What
fucking
the hell?
Made fake Instagram accounts about how he was going to kill my daughter, rape my daughter, kill my daughter, all this shit. And then I go to, because he trains at the gym where Chris Leto trains at.
Okay.
And I tell Chris, hey, bro, your boy's barking up the wrong tree. You're only 2 hours away from me. Me and my homies will pull up at your gym right now. Like, hey,
Chris don't want that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't ever disrespect me. Like, don't even talk about my fucking family. You feel me? So then I tell Van Camp, I'm like, bro, you're the biggest bitch I've ever fucking met. And I will come to your fucking gym. And me and my homies will come to your gym, and I'll have my homies skull fuck your chick, and you ain't gonna like what happens. You feel me? Because I'm that guy. You feel me? Like, you don't want that smoke, bro. I promise you. And then he goes and crosses the internet. Oh, he's a gang raper. He's racist. I'm this, I'm that, and I'm black, and my best friend's Mexican. My girl's from El Salvador, and I'm racist. So it's like this, bro, this whole
So
fighting
how do
game.
you make it even just as personal as the females?
Yeah, bro, that's what these are. A bunch of men that are the bunch of men that have pussies and they pretend to be men. That's what this is, bro.
Now, on that last fight, I was looking at the you had about 50% of your punches landed. It seemed like it was hard to get some good clean punches on them on that one.
On Bovar, yes, in a way, yes. He did more moving than I wanted him to do, but I fought very emotional. I was so destined on just, I wanted to kill him. I just wanted to knock him out because he grabbed me by the throat in weigh-ins. I had Kai running his shit. I had BKFC running their shit, and I was just like, I let everything get to my head. And I fought very emotional, and I wasn't technical at all. I just fucking went in there and wanted to knock him out. That was all I wanted to do. And he capitalized on it. He had the perfect game plan, was to stick and move and pick his shots and move, get the fuck out of the way. I lost the fight. It is what it is, but I learned so much from it, right? I learned so much that I can't fight emotional. I can't let my emotions get in the way. I need to be, that's not the fighter I am. And so I learned a lot about that fight. And I know the next time, it's going to be a lot different.
And also, I would say, because the thing I've noticed with bare knuckle is everybody's going to take a loss at some point. So it almost seems like to get it over kind of early than later, right?
Not only that, bro, but I know all it takes for me is one. So I need to stop. My biggest thing is I hold so much weight on my shoulders because I am a single dad. I am a parent. So it's like I'm trying to be the best at everything that I do. And I hold this weight on my shoulders trying to do all that. And the way I performed was me being emotional and reckless and not giving a fuck. As for how I normally am, I'm very technical. I pick my shots. I know when I'm hitting you, you're gonna feel it if you're not asleep. So it's like I need to go back to that and just focus on that, not let people get to my head. So.
Now, a question I had, and you kind of kept bringing up like anger. Like, do you think that's a story for a lot of fighters
Yeah,
that go professional where
100%.
they need like an avenue to get off that anger and they can actually do it like legally without getting in trouble or, you
Well,
know?
I mean, we're not normal people, bro.
Yeah, you're not. No, you're not.
Yeah,
You're
we're
not.
not normal people. If you're a professional fighter, you're not normal. You're fucked
Yeah,
up
you're
in
not the
some way.
average person at
So,
all.
some way, somehow, you think that this is your profession. You're not a normal dude. So I feel like specific fighters. We use our emotion, right? We use our emotion as a form of art, and we display that in fighting. That's how I see it. And that's what I try to do. I display my art with my emotions, and I try to express that in fighting.
Now, Kai don't even fight your weight class, right? You're lightweight, right? So, like, even if y'all fought,
Bro,
like,
he.
you'd have to go down, what, like a weight class or
I'm
two?
not. No, he said he's the king at one. He said he was the king at 155.
Oh, he said
So,
that?
yeah, if you're the king at 155,
He
hold
needs to
up. You
come up.
can't.
He got to come
Yeah,
up.
you need to come up. You can't be skipping everybody. Hold up. You can't even say you're the king at 155
He's
if
not even ranked yet.
you never even fought at 55. So it's like, bro, shut the fuck up, you little fucking pussy. You little fu he, dude. He. I've never met a man so gay in my life. You know that teacher's pet? that teacher's pet that's so fucking annoying. Like in high school, you have that teacher's pet. And you're just like, bro, suck a bag of dicks, bro. Like, I hope your prom day gets fucked by somebody else. Like, that's the way I see Kai, bro. Like, he's just such a teacher's pet. He sucks Dave's dick. He's always like, ooh, look at me. I'm the 145 champion. He's gay, bro.
So lightweight division. I mean, what's it gonna take to win the belt in the lightweight division? I mean, that's a stacked division.
It's a very stacked division. So there's a long road, bro. That's why, you know, so because I lost, I don't even want to talk about title shots. I know I have to beat certain people, yeah, like Howard Davis. We were gonna get down, but all I wanted was BKFC to pay me first, pay me what they owed me,
yeah,
and then me and Howard Davis can fight. Well, they skipped me because I said, hold up, I'm not signing shit till y'all pay me my money. And then they skipped me and put
they got him and Palomino fighting.
So it's like, I get it, but at the same time, it's like, bro, there's a lot of people I want to fight, and I know I have to get through first to get that title shot, but I'm not afraid to fight anybody.
Yeah.
You know, so like, I'm not. So if Kai were to be like, if they were to be like, yo, you know, would you fight Kai? I'd be like, instantly, yes. Would you fight, you know, would you fight Howard Davis? Yes. Would you fight Tony Soto? Yes. Would you fight,
That'd be a good one.
Yes. Like, I would fight anybody. Why would I? That's the whole point of me being a fighter, bro. I'm just here to fight and provide for my family. I'm not here to, you know, to get all these fans and get a bunch of Instagram followers. I don't give a fuck about that.
Even I got, you and Bryce Henry, that'd be a nice
one. I'll fight Bryce Henry, 100%. I'd fight Bryce Henry. You know, I think he's a great fighter, but he just, you keep in mind, he lost to a pressure fighter.
Okay.
He lost to a pressure fighter in boxing.
Okay.
So, you know.
He just did a boxing match outside of BKFC?
Yeah. I think it was a back and forth fight, but he got caught and he got stopped. You know, and Bryce Henry's a good fighter. He's real tall, real young dude. You know, hits hard. Everybody talks about how he hits hard. He's very hits as hard as he looks. But you fight a pressure fighter who don't give a fuck. That's a different ball game.
And
you know,
if I think I know BKFC like I know BKFC, they don't like for you to go outside and get beat.
Yeah, well, I don't know, bro. I just know facts. I know that you don't. I don't really even know Bryce Henry like that, for real. Yeah. I don't even, like I said, I don't even watch fights. I just know that he lost his boxing fight. I follow some top BKFC fighters. Mm-hmm. You know, just because I like to see people's grind. I like to see how hard they work, and it gives me an outlook on how hard I got to work. So that's how I see things. So
you think that's the product of not getting enough fights in BKFC, where you got to go and fight for like the boxing to try to make more money? Cause I mean, making a living as a fighter is not easy.
It's not easy, bro. It is not easy. I'm going to tell you that right now. This is a poor man's sport.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says.
You gotta love it. You gotta really love it.
Yeah, this is a really poor man's sport. So you gotta love it, and you gotta willing to sacrifice to get the prize. You gotta sacrifice a lot. So imagine having to sacrifice all that and being a parent at the same time. It's not easy, bro.
So you said Kai was calling you out, but do you typically call people out at all?
Man, not really. I'll fight whoever. Whoever wants to smoke. But if I had to choose, I would love to fight Kai in any day, anytime, anywhere. I'll go to his gym. We can spar. I'll go to his house. I will possess at his house. Wherever he wants. Like, that's how big of a bitch I think he is.
And like, cause they got him fighting in Dubai. I don't know much about the guy he's fighting, except that he's 3-0.
And props to Kai, bro. Props to him. Like, I'm not taking anything away from him, man. Yeah. The dude, where is that? Where he's at? Like, he put himself there. So he does have a lot of say in that. He did put himself there. He did get himself there. So
and he got a lot of doubters too. He got a lot of doubters.
Props to him. I'm like again, I'm not taking his flowers away from him, but fuck him. He's a little bitch. And I still think that way.
But you gonna take his flowers away from
him. One day it's gonna happen, I promise you, if it does happen.
So for you fighting, BKSC, they're gonna have to give you your bonuses before you sign another contract.
Yeah, I won't sign nothing until they pay me. I won't sign shit. Nothing. There to me, I'm making money regardless because I just opened my own roofing company. I'm in a Storm Capital. You know, I live in the state of Kentucky, so this is a Storm Capital. We get hail, we get tornadoes, we get windstorms. So I'm making money regardless. So to me, BKFC is going to have to pay me outside of me making money regardless. You get what I'm saying? All these other people, that's the only money they rely on. They need that money. They need a fight. Yeah. I don't rely on fighting to make me money.
Okay.
But I do want
that's smart plan, I would think.
Yeah, I do want my respect though.
Yeah.
100%. You're going to respect me. You're going to pay me what you told me what you're going to pay me. And if you don't, that's cool. I'm just out.
Now, a lot of fighters I interview always talk about legacy. I mean, now, even if you, like, a fighter doesn't win a belt, you can have a nice, good legacy, right?
Yeah. I feel like I'm already doing that.
Yeah.
You know, as a single dad, I'm doing it as a single dad. I've built my name. I built my name from the ground up. I didn't take no shortcuts. I went to the trials like everybody else in BKFC. And I got an opportunity like everybody else. This the only difference between me and another fighter in BKFC is they're not putting on the performances that I'm putting on.
Yeah.
That's it. So it's like, you know, I get all this hate because I put on these good ass performances, but I mean, it's not like I was given those performances. I worked my ass off for it. So, you know,
seem to put on a good performance, whether you win or lose, it seems like they're going to typically give you work.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
If people want to watch you fight, if people are paying to watch you fight, why wouldn't they put you on?
And your name is up there. I mean, when you think about even the people that's got like probably 10, 11 fights under their belt, I mean, your name is up there, man. You know?
And that's the thing that people, these other fighters talking crazy on the side of their neck, they don't understand. Bro, I'm only a year into this sport and y'all are fucking hating on my dick. I'm only a year in.
Yeah.
And I'm getting better every time. You know what I'm saying? So like I made one mistake in my last fight. One mistake. And I'll take it. I'll give him his flowers. But I'm only a year into this sport, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, they could suck my
How many times you been to main event?
Is
it twice?
Yeah.
Twice, and this is your first year? I mean, I think that says a lot.
Yeah. I mean, anybody who thinks otherwise is just a hater, bro.
Yeah, Straight up.
You just hating on me. That's it. Main event, knocked Robbie out. I was the biggest underdog on that card. The biggest underdog. It was like a 3-1.
So you were the underdog on that fight?
Yeah, big time.
Okay.
Big time. I was 1-0. Robbie was 3-1.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. But it's like boom, and then I did that, and then it's like now say what? What's like? What else can you say, bro? A fact is a fact. I'm a dog, and it takes a very special human to put down a dog. You can't put me down. I'm a different dog.
Hey, what'd you think about Robbie's last fight? I thought he kind of, you know, he had to come out there
He called me out. Did you see that?
Did he?
Yeah, he called me out. He can get his ass whooped again all day. He wants that smoke. I'll love to whoop his ass again. Because my girl, we met that night. We met that night. Yeah, after. So she works for Robbie's gym.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I whooped his ass. Then
that's what they call a conflict of interest.
So then he called me out, and I'm like, bro, come on. I would love to fight in my girl's hometown. Whoop your ass again. That's easy money. Sign me up. But Angel Corps wants that smoke too, so I don't know. July 11th. Tell BKFC, sign me up. So, July 11th. Peralta or Angel Corps, they could have it.
So is it a matter of your management just keep pressing them on the money, man? Because, I mean, they got all these events coming up, and I'm thinking you should be on one. Like, you got Philly, you got Hollywood, Florida. You probably ain't doing England. They always do just the UK cats about with that. I mean, you got Dubai, two days in Dubai. They got Italy. I mean, they got a lot going on.
I don't know, bro. Like I said, I stay in my lane, and I tell them don't even ask me to fight until y'all pay me. That's it. Don't ask me to fight. I don't give a fuck who it is until y'all pay me my money y'all owe me. It is what it is. That's it.
Let me ask you this. Does American bare knuckle fighters or BKFC fighters, do y'all respect the UK fighters? Because it seems like UK and USA got this little back and forth.
I respect any fighter. I respect any fighter that goes into the ring. Whether you suck or you're good.
Okay.
You know? But I do think the level is better in America compared to Europe. I do think that Europe has done bare knuckle longer, but I think the talent is better in America.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. So
that probably makes sense. And their fighters don't seem to stand out like the American fighters
do.
Well,
you think about it, bro. You can only take so many bare knuckle fights.
Yeah.
You can only take so much trauma to the brain. So these bare knuckle fighters in Europe that have been doing it for so long, that just go in there to have, you know, just to fight because, you know, that's the only thing that they know. And when you go to America, then you find an American fighter who's been fighting his whole life but only has two bare knuckle fights.
Yeah.
It's different, bro. You're going to get fucked up. Over here, I feel like the level is just so much higher, even in MMA. We got some of the best MMA gyms in the world, in America. You got AKA, you have American Top Team, you have all these top gyms in America that fighters from all over the world will even fly down to come train at because all the talent is in America.
Yeah, and we seem to be leading in a lot of sports.
Yep.
It's just something about Americans when it comes to sports. Now, what have you heard about this $25 million tournament? I'm guessing that you're probably not going to be part of that.
I mean, if they don't pay me, probably not if they don't pay me. I don't know. But that's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm like, hold up. Y'all want to talk about a $25 million
tournament?
It sounds
crazy to me.
You talking about a $25 million tournament, but y'all owe me a couple grand and y'all tripping on a couple grand? Make that make sense to me.
Yeah. And it's like, I've been trying to figure out, like, how you gonna have a guy who's like 155 fighting somebody that's two something.
And you know what's crazy, bro, is so I'm getting offers from BYB. I'm getting offers from BKFC. So it's like, hold up, BKFC. Y'all, I came to y'all. Y'all built this name for me, right? Because I started with you guys. So I'll say y'all built this name, even though I built it. Y'all created this path for me, and then y'all want to fucking lowball me on pay. Make that what?
So you said BYB. I mean, is that an option?
Yeah, the BYB offered me five figures, and then BKFC was trying to pay me less than that. And then I'm like, why? If BYB's offering me more, why would I come fight for you guys when y'all still owe me money?
Yeah.
Make that make sense to me. So y'all want me to take less and y'all owe me money when BYB's offering me more money.
And I've heard a lot of people say that they got the best bare knuckle fighter in the world with that LT Smash Nelson cat.
I don't know about that.
You know, I'm just saying what I've heard people say and whatnot. And I mean, Gustavo, who used to be a BKFC over there.
Yeah, but LT Nelson, what weight is he?
I don't know. Because I don't follow BYB as much. They're just not as sexy as BKFC. It's something.
Yeah, but if we're comparing talent, right?
Yeah.
LT Nelson's what? 185 or 205? Do you know?
I don't know off the top of the head.
So if it's 185, you got against Mandel. Mandel would beat the dog shit out of that
man. You know, Mandel, that's like my favorite BKFC fighter. So
yeah, so the talent to me, here's the thing. BYB, yes, they got some dogs, but I do BKFC has harder talent.
Okay.
What harder you talent, think it would sure.
be you think it'd be cool if they did like a best of the BKFC versus the best of the BYB? Like one show or something?
BYB would get smoked. they would get smoked and exposed. I don't think that would happen.
And something about their show, like when you watch it, like it just doesn't seem to me. BKFC has a feel of wrestling, but bare knuckle. You know what I'm saying? Like when they come out to the stage and everything. I mean, y'all got so many fights. Y'all got 12 fights. Y'all pump them out back to back to back to back. You know, sometimes they'll go five rounds, but even that's not too long.
I just feel like BKFC, they have like their little circle, their little clique. And if you ain't part of that clique, you ain't going to get the same treatment. And so they'll underpay you there, or they'll... You got to fight for your pay, or you got to argue about your pay because you're not part of that little circle.
So, now, when you say that circle, is that circle like fighters, basically?
I think certain fighters, yeah. I think certain fighters get the better treatment.
Special treatment? I mean, yeah, I can't argue with that.
Especially if the promotion is getting a lot more money because of you, it makes sense. But at the same time, it's like, man, you don't even want to pay what you owe. Yeah. And then you want us to, like, you want us to be on our knees and bow down to you. And you even owe us money. And it don't make sense to me.
And do you think they're also invested in certain guys winning over certain guys because maybe they sell more tickets?
Yeah, bro. Some of these guys, they'd be fine bums, bro, whole career. I'm like, wait, what? I would be 7-0-2 if I was fine your guys. So, yeah, I agree with that. Shit makes no sense.
Because I definitely know they were invested in Kai Stewart losing to Howard Davis and probably El Gallo. Cause especially with El Gallo's a big ticket seller.
Yeah, but El Gallo,
we know how
fights
they like ticket sellers.
El Gallo fights nobodies. Kai was the only guy he fought that was tough.
I could probably agree with that. I mean, I'm not a bare knuckle fighter, so all those guys. Bro, would who do you fight that was ass, tough? But
who's the fight? Who's the guy that he fought that was tough? Nobody.
Nobody really.
Kai.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Everybody, the last guy he fought normally fights 135 pounds. We trained together. Me and that dude trained together in Virginia. That dude's small, way small compared to El Gallo.
It seemed like they gave him easy work on coming back off his injury.
It's because he's a ticket seller, bro. He brings the promotion a shit ton of money. I mean, I get it, but El Gallo's a little punk-ass bitch, too. Fuck that fool. That fool can get it any day. Talking about he's inboxed me talking on the side of his neck, bro. I'm like, bro, like if you're really about it, we could do it. Other than that, shut the fuck up and leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all these guys, man. I respect him. I think it's great that he's done for the sport, making all the money the way he's doing it. I think it's great, but. But at the same time, I think my skill compared to his skill is levels. And number two, if me and him were to ever fight, I'd beat the dog shit out of that man. So that's just my opinion. You know, like he don't have to think the same way. I'm pretty sure you don't think the same way, but I'm entitled to feel the way I feel.
Well, before we let you go, man, any shout outs you want to do, man?
Yeah, man, shout out to my gym. Triumph Combat right here in Louisville. Shout out to my new company that I started, Red War LLC. What we deliver is nothing but the best service as far as starting from doing the inspection on your roof to putting it on the roof. We just want to deliver that 5.0 service, and we hold strong on that. We try to deliver nothing but the best quality. And shout out to my queen. That if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be where I'm at mentally. You know, I feel like she's a huge part of that. She is my rock. She brought my spirit from where it was to the ground to where it is now. And I want to be anywhere where I'm at today without her. So shout out to her.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time out, man. You're more than welcome to come on anytime. You're a friend of the show. It's probably one of the more entertaining interviews, and I'm definitely going to have a lot of good clips. A lot of good clips.
Hey, one more thing, and shout out to God, because without God, we would not have none of this. Real talk.
That's what's up. And we had a bunch of fighters.
Without God, we ain't nobody without God.
We had a bunch of the fighters come in on the Instagram, so, you know. Hopefully they're out there spreading the word. We need to get you your money, man, so we can get you back on some more of these fights, man.
Yeah, bro, I want to fight. So tell BKFC, fucking pay me.
Message filming myself, man. Like, yo, man, Ruben said, where's some bonuses, man?
In facts, I'm not playing. Don't make me sign shit until y'all pay me.
Yeah, especially if they gave, because remember they doubled the purse for the Loco Soto and all that.
Yeah,
so like, they got
bro,
their bonuses. Everybody else,
man, and
bonuses.
They were out there fucking swinging from the hips, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
They're swinging from the hips, like, come on, man. I've been putting on top notch performances, technique. I mean, we're talking drills on top of drills. I start from 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't get home till 10 o'clock at night. Come on, man. Wow. They got to put respect on my name and pay me.
That's what's up, man. Well, man, I appreciate it, man. Like I say, more welcome to come on anytime, especially when you get a, hopefully you get a fight here soon. We'll have you back
yes,
on.
Yes, sir.
Man.
We'll come back on and we'll talk about it because I'm ready, bro. I'm ready to do this thing. I'm ready to give my family everything that they deserve. And I'm ready to knock the next guy out. Whoever they give me, hopefully they fight in Cali on the 11th. So I'm hoping to be on that card. I'm hoping they can come to some type of agreement, pay me some type of money that they owe me, get this fucking contract. It's a multi-fight deal. I sign it. They put me on for July 11th in Cali where I can fight in front of my queen and then we could get it. You know, whoever.
What's that? Another Pachanga? That's another
Pachanga?
Yeah,
that's what I think. I'm hoping it's Pachanga, wherever, bro. Cali is Cali, you know, they've been having me fighting Cali nonstop, so why not keep me in Cali?
Well, they're due for another Los Angeles, I would think, too.
Yeah, so me and Robbie or me and Angel Corps.
That'd be straight, yeah.
Yeah.
I know Robbie wants to try. I mean, after you get knocked out like that, you want to try to get some get back after you get knocked out like that, I think.
Yeah, so, you know, he could get knocked out again. I'm cool with it. Give me that easy money. Give me that paycheck. Give me that easy paycheck. Let me sign the dotted line. Give me that easy paycheck.
Might not want to do it, Robbie.
Oh, he don't want that smoke, bro. Come on, man. All these fools talking the silent neck, they don't want that smoke for real. They only want the easy fights. They want the easy fights. Shit. They don't know nothing about hard fights.
That seems to be a problem with the fight game in general, though, is people trying to get the fights that they know they're going to win.
Yeah, bro. Especially in their own hometown. In their own hometown.
Yeah.
Because I promise you put me back at Pachanga against Robbie, same outcome. Maybe not the same time. I don't think the same time will happen, but the same outcome will happen. I would knock him the fuck out. Same outcome, I promise you. And when it happens, if it does happen, we'll go be back on this talk show and be like, I fucking told you.
Well, I can't wait. I can't wait, man. So appreciate you taking time out. Like I said,
yes,
come
sir.
Back
I appreciate you, man.
Anything you post, I'm going to make sure I, you know, give it that like, give it that comment. And
yes, sir. You know, yes, sir.
Stay in touch and see how you're doing, man.
All right, brother. I appreciate you, man.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. You too, buddy.
All right. Bye. Peace. All right. Well, there you had it. Ruben Bad Boy War. Very entertaining interview. A lot of good clips in there. Definitely going to have to clip up, call it out Kai and stuff like that. You know, hopefully we can get him on a card here soon. They got so many fights coming up. I mean, you got Albuquerque. You got Philadelphia. Albuquerque is February 28th. March 21st, Philadelphia. March 27th, Hollywood, Florida, Hard Rock Seminole Cafe, which they definitely always have a stack card on that one. Planet Ice, Manchester, England, March 29th, April 4th, which is around my birthday, is when they go to Dubai, and the 5th. So that's a two-day extravaganza. You got Trout versus Trinidad Snake and Stewart versus Stridham. That Trout versus Trinidad Snake is going to be very interesting. And I should be interviewing Carlos here real soon because he said once he had a new fight. Then you got Hunt coming back. Camozzi and Hunt 2 in Italy. That's going to be interesting where Hunt's coming back to get his title. And thinking he probably will, man. So it don't look like Camozzi's probably going to hold that one too long. But appreciate everybody tuning in on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, Savage Combat Sports Media. Appreciate you tuning in, my guy. I know you ready for that Hollywood, Florida card. That's close to home. I'm fortunately in the Carolinas. So we trying to legalize it still in North Carolina, where I'm at, Fayetteville, North Carolina, otherwise known as Vietnam. And we got that name for Vietnam. So basically, we're waiting on North Carolina to legalize bare knuckle. And more likely, once they do, they'll probably have an event in Charlotte, because Charlotte is our big city. That's where all our pro sports teams are. But I hope y'all enjoyed the show. And this is actually the first live stream I've done for these interviews. Typically, I pre-record them and then upload them. But now we're going to start going live for all the interviews. Once again, everybody tune in. I appreciate it. I will be promoting these interviews days ahead of time so people know what time. And we were supposed to go on at 2 today, but Ruben was running late. And this part of the game, it happens. You know, things come up, and I appreciate him taking the time out. Shouts out to him. We need to get to BKFC, get the word out that they owe him some money, and pay up so we can get him on one of these cards and we can see him fight again here soon. And I appreciate everybody that tune in, and peace. I'm out.